Although the unemployment rate held steady, overall job growth, although respectable, continued to weaken in July. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on July 2015 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the July unemployment rate was unchanged at 5.3%. The stability of July's low unemployment rate is welcome news because June's decline was due to some not-so-positive movement with its underlying components. However, in July, there was little movement, especially relative to what happened in June. That's because the labor force expanded by only 69,000, while there were 101,000 more employed persons and 33,000 fewer unemployed persons. Those not in the labor force increased by 144,000. These are all fairly small movements for these metrics, and because the unemployment rate moved lower in June as a result of some very large movements in these metrics, it is good to see that the unemployment rate held steady in July at this relatively low level. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, showed that the total number of jobs was up 215,000 in July, which was okay, but shaky. And as we said last month, June's growth was also a bit weak at up only 131,000, especially when compared to May's 260,000 job decline. The private goods producing sector grew by 17,000 jobs in July after declining by 2,000 in June and shrinking by that same amount in May. The construction sector, after being as flat as a piece of veneer with zero job growth in June, added 6,000 jobs in July. Manufacturing was up 15,000 in July, with non-durable goods up by 23,000 and durable goods accelerating recent job losses with a decline of 8,000 in July. The declines in mining and logging continued at a stable pace with a descent of 4,000 jobs in July, the same amount it lost in June after cutting 20,000 in May. The picture in the private service providing sector was better, but nothing to write home about either, with growth of 193,000 jobs in July, which was a disappointment after June's gain of 229,000 and May's growth of 254,000. In a way, it was back to the present, as 1 year ago, in July 2014, it experienced growth of 190,000. Hiring in the retail trade sector was relatively stable, with growth of 35,900 jobs, which was not far off of June's increase of 36,500. The professional and business services sector added 40,000 more jobs in July, and that was weaker than June's growth of 69,000. New job creation in computer systems design and related services improved with growth of 8,700 jobs in July after adding 7,200 in June, which was revised upward from initially being reported of growth of only 4,400. The education and health services sector added a total of 37,000 jobs in July, with that sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector adding 6,600 jobs. Home health care services was up by only 3,400 in July, which was not as healthy as the 8,000 it added in June. The party continued and even picked up a bit in the leisure and hospitality sector, with 30,000 more jobs in July after growing by 24,000 in June. The total number of government jobs was up 5,000. The federal government neither added nor removed jobs. State government was down 3,000, and local government was up by 8,000 jobs. The news with temporary help services was not very good. July's 2,893,900 temporary help services jobs was a result of a decline of 8,900, which was a 0.3% decrease from June. That's 3 months since the year began that temporary help services have sequentially declined. But temporary help is up 4.5% year-on-year. You have to go back to August 2013 to find year-on-year growth this low. So the situation is not too bad yet. And temporary help services market share, that is its portion of all jobs, also retreated in July to 2.04%, which was less than a 1/100th of a percentage point decline from June. The stability of the unemployment rate in July is good news and shows that June's decline was probably not an outlier. But overall job growth, although above the mythical 200,000 new jobs per month mark that many look for to say the job economy is solid, is slipping. But we feel that other economic and employment fundamentals are still strong and that the trend should continue for the near-term future. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report with the ability to replay selected portions and view charts and tables in detail can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.